It's been a week of mixed news on Ebola, from a riot in Liberia's capital as police there tried to quarantine an entire neighborhood, to two American patients released from an Atlanta hospital after apparently beating the deadly virus. Both U.S. patients received an experimental drug, ZMapp, and are now back home with their loved ones. So one step forward here, but not in West Africa, where more than 1,400 people have died from this Ebola outbreak, according to the World Health Organization. I still have a lot of questions about this disease, as I'm sure you do, so I put some of them to one of America's leading experts on infectious diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, over at the National Institutes of Health. First, I asked him for an update on the two Americans.
They do not have the Ebola virus in them anymore, and they're of no danger to society, to their family, or to the people who come into contact with them.
In lay terms, tell us physically what happened in their bodies to get rid of the Ebola virus.
There's a lot of publicity around the fact that they were brought here from Liberia and were given an experimental therapeutic, which is really a cocktail of antibodies, which are proteins that the body generally makes, but these were artificially produced. We really cannot tell whether the specific therapy that they received made any difference in their clinical course, and there's a lot of misinformation about that. We just don't know. We don't know if it had no effect, if it had a good effect, or if, in fact, it could have paradoxically even delayed their recovery. The important thing is that both of the Americans got into very good first-class medical care at Emory, and that probably contributed more than anything else to their recovery. So we're very gratified that they recovered, but remember, 50-plus percent approximately of people recover anyway. If you look at the case fatality rate in the West African countries, it's about 57, 56%. So close to 50% of people will recover. The better the care, the more chances you have of recovering.
Are you saying they could have recovered without taking ZMapp?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that, that they could have recovered. And we don't know. We hope that the ZMapp made an impact, but we don't know. It should be pointed out that ZMapp was also given to a Spanish priest who was AeroVac'd from West Africa back to Spain, and he died despite good medical care. So it is just too early now, with so few people having been treated with ZMapp, to make any definitive statement as to whether or not it works.
Do you think maybe the Ebola virus was killed inside their bodies by natural antibodies or something like that?
Oh, absolutely. That's what happens with the almost 50% of the people who do recover. The critical issue that we all keep emphasizing is that good medical care, namely getting people under the care of a good health care providers with the predominant intervention being replacement of fluids, they get fluid depleted because of diarrhea, vomiting, and even some bleeding. And the life-saving therapies are really replacement of fluid by intravenous being the predominant way of doing that. And if you can do that and keep people alive, the natural immune system that the body generates against the virus ultimately clears the virus. So for the people who did not get ZMapp, which is virtually everybody except a very, very small few, the ones who recovered, recovered because their body ultimately eliminated the virus by their own immune response.
So it sounds like they won't have to take ZMapp anymore, right?
Oh, of course not. No, once they're better and they're virus-free, they just need to recover from a serious illness in the sense of, you know, I'm sure it wore them down terribly, despite the fact that Dr. Brantley at the press conference looked rather good on TV. But going through an Ebola infection is not something you take lightly, and I'm sure it'll take some time to fully recover.
How do you really know, though, that the virus is gone once, it's been seemingly defeated?
We have very, very sensitive molecular probes that probe for the virus in the blood. When people have the virus in them, it readily spills over into the blood. And you could examine blood, stool, urine, a variety of body fluids. You don't find the virus. So when the virus is cleared and the body's immune system essentially takes over, it protects you against that particular strain of Ebola, which in this case is referred to as the Zaire strain of Ebola.
Now, Dr. Brantley and Nancy Reichbold, is it possible they could get sick again? I mean, is Ebola like chickenpox or Lyme disease, which can hide for years and later reemerge as shingles?
It is highly likely, based on animal data, highly likely that they are protected against re-exposure to the particular strain that they were infected with. However, there are about five separate strains. So if they get exposed to the Zaire strain, it is highly, highly likely that they will be protected against getting reinfected.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the NIH's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, thanks very much for your time.
Good to be with you.